Christine.
Guys, welcome to Dapper Shark Podcast, episode 80, take 2.
Because they're going to go to the computer.
May or may not have had a blue screen unrelated to anything that I can figure out at all.
Computer.
Because it's not hardware, it's not software, so what is it? It's software. It's absolutely got to be software. I've replaced parts, for fuck's sake. Anyway. So.
It made me sad.
Yeah, it did make you sad.
So let's not go to where we left off. Let's start from the top.
Yeah, we gotta start from the top here.
That's okay, because I said something already, so now I've perfected it. No, I didn't perfect. I gibbered.
I've refined mine, at least.
There you go.
In the news this week, we're gonna talk briefly about EA.
And
EA blames the introduction of loot boxes to Battlefront 2 on canon. Now, honey, can you tell me why that is bullshit?
I mean, they shouldn't be talking about canon when they axe everything. Also, there's no reason for Rey to be fighting Darth Maul, or Darth Vader, for that matter. But,
yeah,
there's no reason for that. They are two, like, but timelines apart.
Canon. But we're concerned about the canon.
No. The fucking crystals.
Oh, yeah. They're talking about,
They're not force crystals. What are they?
Focus crystals.
It started with an F.
They're
and
talking
an O.
about adding cosmetics to the game, and how they couldn't because they were worried about the continuity, canon of the game, and the universe. Not just the game, but the whole Star Wars universe.
You want to know a good way to disrupt the universe? You're creating a Star Wars black hole by adding loot boxes. The world's just gonna... A loot box is gonna open, and the whole universe will get sucked into it like some kind of fucked up Pandora's box.
So there are two problems with your argument, EA. The first one, and the most major one, being you already did cosmetics in your last game, and Disney didn't stop you then. And being as how we've seen that Disney was none too pleased about the loot box chicanery you pulled.
Big Daddy Disney come and gave you a pin slap.
Exactly. I highly doubt that that's actually the reason why you couldn't do fucking cosmetics instead of pay for power. The second reason is you very clearly don't actually care about canon, because the things that happen in your game are not canon. For example, as my girlfriend already said, Rey cannot fight Darth Maul, because they are two fucking generations of movies apart. Rey cannot fight Darth Vader.
Because of the same reason.
Yes. Boba Fett's dead. So why is he there? Look,
But he looks cool.
These arguments are so stupid. You're just trying to find some sort of reason why you're not to blame for your own fuck-up.
That's the thing. You can even say, like, you could have them, everybody fights each other. You could have that. That would be so fun for people. Don't fucking lie about it, though. Don't explain a completely different issue. It's a non-issue. Canon and cosmetics have zero things to do with each other.
Yeah, you could have a Twi'lek in a different costume, and it's not going to hurt the canon. Because guess what? The clothes, not super established in Star Wars. The Jedi outfits are. That's about it. But you know what? Individual Jedi.
I want to talk about outfits that are not established.
Individual Jedi still dress however the fuck they want. What?
She has weird costumes.
Yeah.
They're really cool, though. But anyway.
Yeah.
Costume designers just fucking creamed themselves when they found out what they could do. Anyway.
Like, there's no reason why you couldn't have a rebel with a bandana or a scarf.
A bidet. But carries it around in his hand.
Or have a stormtrooper with, like, paint on them for their specific regiment or...
Or paint.
Yeah, exactly. Or
alternately blood.
Or droids that are a different color. There's absolutely no reason why you couldn't have droids of a different color.
Well, that's a droid of a different color.
Maybe slightly more rounded. Like, maybe they're prototypes of droids.
Come on.
I mean, that might be fucking with canon a little bit, but still.
It doesn't matter. You already have breached the canon.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, it really doesn't matter that much.
Your canon has been fired. It's off, buddy. Also, come on. That's a droid of a different color.
Yeah, I got it.
Come on!
I got it.
Give me some of that. Give me some of that giggle.
It's not the droids I'm looking for.
No, that was... Nope.
No?
No.
No.
Okay. Nope.
Fair enough. So...
Can we transition yet?
Not yet. So, one further thing. I want to point out that the way that you fixed this whole pay-for-power problem that got you in trouble and is likely going to create new legislation for video games with randomized loot boxes...
And bring down the game. Like, undoubtedly. I have no doubt that the game's just going to crash. No, that it's just going to tank.
I would still play it for $10.
Yeah. And no loot boxes.
And no loot boxes.
But if they axed the loot boxes, their sales would surge.
Well, and here's the problem. They turned off the loot boxes while they tried to figure out a solution. Their solution was to let people play the game without loot boxes. And then...
And how'd it go?
Well, you know, it's weird. They could still play the game without loot boxes and enjoy it. And that's kind of weird because I thought that they said that loot boxes were integral to the game.
They're fucking not!
Apparently they're not if you can still play the game without loot boxes.
Can we transition now?
No, because there's still more points. Stop interrupting me and you'll get there faster.
You're talking about interrupting, buddy.
Bah!
Eat.
Bah?
Shit.
Ah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So,
eat shit.
Their solution was to make it so you earn 3 times as much credits as you did. So first what they did is they had a normal amount, then they cut that in half, and then they multiplied it by 3.
Yep.
So, guys, what I'm saying is EA doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, because the corporate minds are not in touch with the game designers, and everyone is just a fucking clusterfuck of dick.
The worst part is that they were getting on the up and up as far as their reputation goes. They were slowly nursing it back to health.
Man, EA was very starting slowly. There was a period of time, I think it was probably like 8 episodes ago, maybe 10 now, where I said, you know how rare it is for EA to be the good guy? I uttered that exact phrase. And then EA said, hold my beer.
Well, what it was, like, when you're downhill, when you're like rolling downhill, any amount of stopping is an improvement. Stopping doing what the shitty thing you were doing is an improvement. Because then you're not gaining trust back, but you're at least not...
Losing it
further? You're not digging your hole any deeper, and then you're not rolling into that hole.
And plus, we're looking at the other guys that are rolling faster and harder.
But then you got up, and you're like, this hit looks like it's fun to roll down. Let's go again!
Hang on, let me apply the Astro Glide.
Ooh.
And then I'll jump on this slide so I can go faster.
Astroglide is lube. You just,
I know. Apply it to your whole body.
It was already open.
And then jump on a plastic slide.
It was already open.
Don't you think that's going to go faster?
What if you put your dick... Oh, you don't put your...
Their dick in us.
Don't put your dick in the thing of Astroglide, though? Like, I thought that's what you were supposed to do. You get the big old tub of it so that you can put it on your dick. Well, no. You just use it like a... Kind of like a fleshlight, but you just go... And then you're ready to... Anyway, so EA...
That's horrifying.
Oh, okay, so they have these things for nail polish remover where it's a sponge in a jar.
We're getting
and you
off
put
subject.
Your you put your thumb into it so it works. Okay.
We're getting off track. So there has been threats of new legislation. Australia came out and said, hey, we think you guys are gambling. Hawaii said, hey, this is really predatory and children should not play these games. And there's been a whole bunch of legal threats. So you know what Paladins decided to do?
Wait. Do you think that they could up the rating to M so that, like, loot boxes can be rated M?
I mean, they should be. If it has gambling in it, it should be.
Anyway, so can we transition now?
I just tried to. You interrupted me.
Oh, eat shit.
So Paladins decided, hey, you know what? People are talking about loot boxes a lot. Maybe we should add loot boxes that actually... affect your progression in the game.
Hey, loot boxes are making money. I want to make money.
Okay, Paladins already had loot boxes in the game. They had cosmetics. They were making buttloads.
Boatloads?
Buttloads.
Sport lords.
Buttloads.
I know.
You heard what I said. They were making money off of their cosmetic loot boxes. But now, they've added a new card-based progression system. Different from the one that was there before. Yes, hon?
One you were supposed to be good.
They decided that you have to pay for power now, because you have to get randomized cards that power up the cards that you have in order to use them at that power level.
I started to cry from my fake crying.
Nice. Rather than allocating points into cards that you already owned and using that as a loadout, you now have to get duplicates of that card from random drops, which I remind you was already random before.
Yep. Yes, it was.
And then you have to play in matches with people, at least when you're playing in the normal mode, you have to play in matches with people who all have all their cards activated at once. And I do mean you can have more than just 5 cards activated now.
Yeah, which is absolute fucking bullshit. That was one of the big balancing points of this. Balancing. Granted, there were very many heroes that were very unbalanced. You can tweak that. You can nudge it one direction or the other. I was just talking about this in my I had my final capstone class tonight. It's all about we finally rounded out with some of the Michael Porter theories. If you have a solid plan, if you have a plan where you're in the middle of great and horrible, it's easier to be flexible so that you don't start out as absolutely perfect, because that planning for absolutely perfect. Because then if you fail, you've gone down 2 rungs. If you start out with the absolute, or if you start out planning for the absolute worst, yes, you're really surprised when you have the best, but you haven't planned for that. And so you have all these resources that you don't know what to do with, and you're wasting resources after that. You aim for the middle. You aim for what's reasonable and what's viable to plan for, so that you can nudge your plan either direction, up or down, depending on where you need to scale. Paladins, they took those loot boxes because they saw this whole loot box debacle and fucking ignored it. They aimed for the highest thing with these loot boxes and didn't... Don't interrupt. They aimed for the highest with these loot boxes, and now that they have, they're going to lose that player base, which is a huge resource for them.
What I don't understand is how they didn't learn their lesson from the last time they did this. They completely killed Tribes Ascend by adding pay-for-power weapons into the game. That game was great. It had a large player base. There were a ton of people just stoked to be able to play a Tribes game again, online with official support, and it was new. And people bought Founders Packs and everything. People started playing their game.
Which we did for Paladins too.
Yep, I know.
And I even paid for that VIP pack when VIP very first came out, because I was like, yeah, maybe this will work. And I admit, I was very happy with that. I didn't want to pay any more for it. I would just reap the benefits of other people who did.
So, what they started doing is, they, in the Founders Pack, gave you money to spend on in-game items. And these were items that you can earn with gold, but it would take a long time for you to earn gold because you had to earn it per match.
And all the heroes, too.
So, you have to unlock classes, too, mind you. But you use all the same currency in the game until they introduced these weapons that you could only purchase with money. Now, the problem with those is that they weren't just cosmetics that, or like a change in what they do. They were just inherently stronger versions of the same weapons. Meaning that you could actually pay real money to get a real competitive edge on someone. What that does is it creates a pay-for-power economy, meaning that people who actually bought into the game on good faith had to then sink more money into the game in order to keep playing at a competitive level. And that killed the game. It absolutely destroyed the game. There's no player base anymore. You're lucky to see a single fucking room open, ever.
On Tribes?
On Tribes Ascent. Okay. Now, being that that already happened to this company once before, you would think that they would learn from that. Being that EA was in the news and getting just shit on from on high, you'd think they would have seen that shit falling and not decided to step out into the rain. What the hell were you guys thinking?
All they had to do, and I talked about this before, so it's not going to be as eloquent, but all they had to do was look at what happened in the news, look at this update that they probably had in the works for a very long time. All they had to do was look at that update and be like, oh, let's wait on that update. And I get that your future updates might be affected by that. Work around it. Do that thing where you're nudging your strategy one direction or the other. that's all you had to do. Because overall, that's going to fuck your player base, your most valuable resource. Humans are your most valuable resource. They're your customers. You can't do anything without your customers.
And here's the thing that I don't get about you guys, Hi-Rez, is you had this in the docket, maybe, but you don't have to drop that patch. You hadn't even announced it until well after there was a debacle over loot boxes. You had not even announced that you were thinking about it. You could have just stayed... I mean, even... We never would have known that you were thinking about dicking over players like this. We never would have known if you'd just taken a second to look at the situation and decide, you know, maybe this isn't such a good idea. Let's start from the ground up. We could just focus on balancing the game and fixing bugs that people keep complaining about that have been persistent since fucking launch.
Amazing. What a concept.
But no, we have to earn more money because you know what? People aren't buying as many cosmetics as we want, even though we're releasing a new one every fucking week!
Just don't. Release them less frequently. Release better ones. I mean, there have been some very good ones, but... Yes. Release better ones. The whole quality over quantity. Because Overwatch has had some really great cosmetics, and I don't remember if we mentioned this cast or the failed one, but...
It was a failed one.
We've been considering playing Overwatch. John and I both talked about that.
The only hang-up I was having over Overwatch was I didn't feel there was as much customization because there was no loadout system. I didn't like that, and I didn't like that the game is actually just slower paced.
With Overwatch, is it cross-platform? Can you play against people on other, like, PC versus console?
I don't know. I can't imagine that PC would want to play against console. Rather, imagine console would want to play against PC.
Because you do have a completely different set of players. Absolutely different set of players.
Not only that, it is just easier to aim with a mouse. There are people that would argue, well, I'm really good with a controller. That's nice. A mouse's sensitivity for someone who knows how to use one is so much higher. And they will be so much more accurate. That's just been proven.
Sorry, I'm peeking to see if it's actually cross-platform.
Oh, okay.
I was just curious.
So, any final thoughts before we move on from this? I don't have much...
I don't want to really talk about it vamp. Anymore. Sorry, I'm so angry about it. I guess it's not cross-platform. He says there won't be a Mac version. Eh, whatever. They hope to introduce modding support down the line, I guess, but,
yeah. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Especially with Xbox and PlayStation, it's not an open ecosystem. So that's interesting.
So, I do from that want to move on to some good news. Something that made me feel pretty nostalgic and happy and surprised all at once. Capcom had their convention just recently, and during one of their presentations, they showed off a 30 years of Mega Man appreciation thing. And at the end of it was a trailer for Mega Man 11.
I'm excited about it, too. John has made a Mega Man fan out of me.
It looked so good. And just watching it, it looked better than Mighty No. 9.
Oh, just watching...
They showed they showed long chunks of gameplay just to show you that it's not Mighty No. 9.
Just watching the Deer God looks better than Mighty No. 9.
Yeah. And not only that, on the tail end of that news, they are releasing Mega Man X 1 through 8 on PC at the same time. And I'm gonna have to get me those. Mm-hmm. Because it's been a long time since I played through all those. Because we rebought Mega Man X 1 through 3 for the Wii and then gave it back to your sister.
Yep. We have one of them for the DS.
We have the Zero Collection.
I don't know where the fuck it is, but I think it's in the case.
I know where it is.
Good.
But we have the Mega Man Zero Collection, and that's great. That's a great game. I kind of would love to play it on a big screen.
Oh, God, that's going to be so great.
Yeah, but that's not part of the X Collection is the thing.
Oh.
I think. That would be a great surprise if they had, like, Zero through Advent.
That'd be cool. You know, now that they've done this, though, it wouldn't be surprising if they... Well, it would be surprising if they didn't do it.
Man, can you
imagine? There's definitely a market for it, and it's not that hard. You're porting it. It's not like it's that hard.
Yeah, but can you imagine if they reworked the sprites and everything?
Yeah, a remastered version?
Oh. Ooh,
that would be really fucking cool.
I would rebuy the shit out of that game. You don't even have to create a new IP. That's I would the thing replay that game.
All you have to do is wait 15 years and then re-release the game. Better.
I mean, it's been about... I think it literally has been 10 since Zero came out.
I rest my case. No, so, I stand my... That's right.
I sit on my head. But at any rate, I'm really excited that they came out with this. James wanted to point out that they did that shitty thing with Resident Evil 7 again, and they had the normal price sitting at $45. And they're like, oh, it's 50% off. And they dropped it to 30 and pretended that the normal price is 60 again so that they weren't actually giving you half off. But then they went back up to $60 after the sale.
Bullshit.
So...
Bullshit.
Capcom. I think
then they look like good guys for like, oh, we're going to drop the price to 45. Look at how good we are.
We're good such good people.
Good job, Capcom. Boy, proud of you.
I kind of wanted to bring this up now, because this is on the tail end of talking about Battlefront and everything.
Again.
I wanted to bring up Bungie and Destiny 2, because I don't think we did that on this iteration.
No, we did not.
So, they recently got in trouble for getting caught reducing the amount of experience that people earn in the end game while grinding. And the way that they treated it is like, oh, we've heard you. We're mad about it, too. Guys, it was your decision to implement that system. You fixing that does not make you the good guy. And I've seen people saying, oh, well, look at them. See, they do listen to their fans. It's like, they did that because they got caught. They were perfectly well and happy to let you continue dealing with that system until they got caught.
But they got caught and they changed it. Paladins. I do think, I said this on the last one, you guys aren't middle management, but you aren't exactly the pawns to do with what your managers will. You guys are the workforce, and you have a say in that. If you don't want to program it that way, you can definitely put up a fight there, so that you can at least, like, you have your honor, and you can tell your fans, hey, we tried, bud.
You want a sneaky way to get away with that?
Don't do it.
No, because you guys work for under Activision, your publisher, and for Bungie, who I used to have a lot of faith with, or for, rather. Because you guys work for them, you guys have a social media team. So what you do is you have one of you tweet about, oh man, I don't know about this new system where we hamper the player's ability to grind.
You don't even have to do social media. Individuals. Have individuals do it.
Yeah, exactly. Just have one of your people on your team tweet about it, and guess what? People will find out.
And then they'll call upon...
They'll be like, hey, Activision, what the fuck? And Activision will be like, this is a PR nightmare. We can't go through with this now. And you'll be like, ha, excellent. And there is a risk of you getting fired there for breaching some sort of NDA, if there is one, on your development of the game.
But at the same
and
time.
The practices that you guys employ. But considering that Activision is also the same company that just published a patent on how to best exploit players' gambling addiction and keep them playing in the game by seeing in lobby the type of cosmetics that people can wear. I think that maybe you guys owe it to yourselves and your players to have some sort of transparency in the honor. Development process. Because if you're going to keep...
Deserve your honor.
Just say, hey guys, we don't have a lot of in-game content yet. Because this is an ongoing game, and we have to give the PC gamers time to catch up because they just had their release. So we're going to do a simultaneous release of the new expansion after we give them time to grind up through these next couple of experiences. Say that. Just say that. And people will be like, oh, okay, cool. I won't play for, like, a couple weeks, and I'll come back. I'll still pay my subscription fee.
We don't have a PR degree. Hire us.
I mean, seriously. People like honesty. They really do.
Yeah. They do. Your honor. Preserve your honor.
If you actually... for honor. Anyway, if you guys preserve your honesty and you are completely well and clear with your audience, you're gonna get popular. You're gonna maintain that popularity. And you're gonna garner goodwill so that if you do fuck up, people are more likely to forgive you.
there are plenty of examples of honorable. There are plenty of examples of honorable companies and ethical companies. Because ultimately, that's unethical to be able to do that.
Yeah, it is.
Patenting something that exploits a gambling addiction is unethical.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to do that.
And we shouldn't have to tell you that either.
Precisely. There are PR people who are just shitting themselves right now because they're so angry. Alternately, they're getting paid more to not shit themselves. But do the right thing. Especially when you have such a solid, robust history with your games.
And this giant behemoth that consumes whales, that is the game industry, this giant behemoth doesn't need any more whales. It's got well enough food for a year, okay? Guys, it's the new year almost, and they already filled up.
Don't let it eat the baleen, which is your players.
I mean, seriously, try to retain some of that market, because if you make people so jaded from going to AAA developers, they're not going to go to AAA developers anymore, and you guys are going to lose out to indie developers. And then you know what's going to happen from there? AAA developers are going to be like, oh, we're going to try to hostilely take over these indie developers. And indie developers are going to be like, yeah, fuck you, I'm just done working.
Yeah.
And then they'll make their own company again.
A better one.
Because we've seen that. Hookers. Also, look at what Ninja Theory did. They were so sick and tired of AAA publishers that they were like, hey, guess what? We're going to be a game studio again on our own, and we're going to publish this game called Sinuous Sacrifice. And you know what? It's going to sell over 1 million copies, and it's going to make us a fuck ton of money at half the cost of a AAA title game.
Hookers.
For $30 fucking, games industry, for $30 fucking, you guys who say, $60 isn't enough, we have to keep making the prices somehow, even though we make way more money.
Kermit.
I don't know, Piggy. Anyway, guys, the point is, they're selling you this lie that games cost $60. And then they're telling you that, oh yeah, it's only $60, and then charging you $20 for each expansion, each individual update to the game.
I want good developers to get money. I think GTA 5, for what we spent on it, do you think that was fair?
Considering I only spent, I think, the $60 on it?
Yeah. Think about how much time other people have spent in it, though. Because it's so much fun. And all of the things they did. All of the open, like, creation things.
All the updates are free, too.
Exactly. Everything's... It's a fun game. That, I think $60 is worth it.
Yeah.
No joke.
That's fine. But that's because they kept adding on to it after the game. That's kind of like, I look at the investment I put into Terraria way back. $11 when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was while it was in beta. I put $11 in that game. I have played it the most out of any game ever.
Like 600, 700 hours?
Close to 700 hours now. I have played that game the most out of any game over the years. And it was $11. And you know what? I don't think I can even quantify how much that game is actually worth to me.
Because it's taken up such a big chunk of your life. I'm doing the math right now because I can't do it off the top of my head. For how many days that is in gameplay. Because you've sunk so much of your life into it.
I mean, it's really gonna... It's not gonna break down that many days.
29 days.
Yeah, so like a solid 24
hours.
Month.
Yeah, if you counted it as... Hang on. If you counted it as... Like... So maybe it's a job. Like an 8-hour-a-day job. That's 87 days. 87 and a half days that you've sunk into this so that you could eat and sleep.
That game has regularly caused me to forget about eating. So, anyway, guys, I guess the point is don't let these AAA developers fool you. They are more after your money than not. And that is fine for a business to want to make money. But what's not fine is for them to lie to you about production costs, how much it costs for upkeep, and to keep lying to you about what they're going to charge you for. And when they go the extra mile and come up with this insidious way of tricking people with gambling addictions to keep playing their game, that's crossing the line, and you should be mad. And you should be mad that they tried to make you have a gambling addiction.
Well, now, in fairness, I don't know about you, John, but I have no idea how much the overhead and how much the pay roll for these games and
there
how much...
are a number of videos I can direct people to that break down... Look, you can go and look up on YouTube. This is one of those things where I'm going to refer you guys to do your own research. Go and look it up.
If
you can find how much it takes to develop these games. And a good place to start would actually be Ninja Theory, because they talk about it themselves and say it doesn't actually cost that much. We published ourselves.
And I challenge our viewers, listeners, to prove us wrong if you want, but also if you don't want to do your own research, because I do think it's important, because it's a logical fallacy to not, to just say, do your own research. I'm right, you know? I just encourage you to, yes, do your own research, but if you do want resources that we are getting our information from, comment. We will find, I don't know about John, I will find resources for you.
I mean, you can go watch a number of Jim Sterling videos, Angry Centaur Gaming, look at Total Biscuit's exposés on it. There's a number of PC Gamer hit pieces, and I call them hit pieces because they're clearly bashing on specific developers. They're no less correct, but they are deliberately doing it to specific developers.
But if you want our take on it, or if you are lazy, we'll call you lazy, but we'll also show you.
Yeah.
So, especially to see where we are specifically getting our information. I would be more than happy to do that.
I mean, we're getting our information from people that are inside the industry and deal with it regularly. Not to mention, again, an entire company decided to leave their publisher because they knew it didn't take as much to publish a game as they were saying. And then they published the game successfully. I just want to point that out. There is that real-world example of them proving themselves right.
Yep.
So, anyway, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about...
Are we coming back?
Are we?
I don't know.
You know what? We're not coming back.
Oh, I just didn't know. Like, what are we going to talk about?
Well, briefly then, I actually want to cover something.
Okay.
I've been playing Black Desert Online.
Yes, yes, you have, and I've been picking at it too, but finals.
Yeah.
But now I have so much more time to pick at it.
I have to say, I really like this game. There is a lot to it. There is more depth to it than I imagined. I keep finding, like, oh, you've leveled up this. And it's like, I didn't even know I was leveling that up.
I can level that?
Your stamina's increased. From running? I guess that makes sense, but I didn't know I could do that.
There are some people in the game, I don't know how it happens, but there are some people in game that are just so fucking fast with running. Like, horses are slower than them.
Yes, and that's kind of cool. I really like this game quite a bit. I think you guys should check it out. There are a lot of systems to it that, again, I keep finding that are really in-depth. You level up a skill. Like, if you craft any individual item, for example, you get really good at crafting that specific type of item. And you get good at crafting in general. So that takes you less time to learn new things. But you also get faster and faster at crafting the things you already know how to craft.
Which is really nice.
Yes.
Because they put a limit, like, on how many things. Like, it's a timer.
Yeah, they put a limit on how many things that you can craft, and that's your based on your stamina. But just running around the game world can increase that. And doing quests can increase that. And fighting monsters can increase that. Otherwise, you have to wait 3 minutes for one point of energy to regenerate. But still.
Even still, it's a pretty reasonable thing. Because then you can go and do other shit, you know?
And if you're wondering what type of combat the game has, it's real-time hack and slash.
So fun.
It actually reminds me a lot of Dragon's Dogma, believe it or not.
That's a good game, too.
That is a good game. The art style reminds me a lot of Dragon's Dogma as well.
The art style reminds me of Animu.
Yeah, it's very anime. Actually, I had this very interesting
conundrum.
And it
bothers me that there's no hair differences. Anyway.
I had this interesting conundrum. So, they have gender-specific classes, and I wanted to play a person with long swords. Long, two-handed swords. So I decided to play the Dark Knight Lady.
Damn, that's
and I felt skeevy as shit playing her, because she's the typical boobs thing. So I made her as muscular and, like...
unattractive. He made her have, like, an unconventional face. Not, like, ugly, but unconventional. Not unconventionally pretty.
Yeah, like, a lady who basically has a... Oh, yeah, she's a woman, but...
She's clearly
a working woman.
Ugly by any means, but...
I made the type of woman that I thought would actually be the type of woman that would train a lot and fight. I made her look like she actually belongs in a barracks.
Because they don't have to be beautiful. Like, women can be beautiful, and women can be beautiful fighters in games. That doesn't matter, but...
But I didn't want that specifically because it was the stereotype.
And if it makes you uncomfortable to have that beautiful woman and play that, you know.
And it did. And it, the thing is, I got a lot more uncomfortable later because I got this rare item end game, and it was lucky underwear.
Yes, it was. And so you got to look at her in her underwear.
No, I didn't. Okay, so. No, I didn't. That's the problem, actually. I felt skeevy because I equipped the item and then couldn't see what it looked like. And then I realized, I was like, well, what the fuck? What does it even change? And then I realized, oh, I'm trying to see this woman in her underwear.
Well, when we... Because you can change some things. Like, you can change the tights and everything so that you're not, like, completely exposed. And we found out that there are boob and thigh jiggles. The thighs jiggle, and you can tell where they stop and are static, you know?
Actually, my ladies barely jiggle. Well, her boobs still do, because they're boobs. But her thighs don't jiggle anymore, because I maxed out the muscle slider on her now.
Yep.
So now they're just like, yah!
You don't like girls with thigh jiggles.
That's not... No, I don't like playing as girls with thigh jiggles. Look, she's supposed to be a muscular fighter who goes out every day and fights. Oh, shut up. So anyway, guys, what I'm saying is the game has some anime things to it, and it has some things that make me feel a little bit uncomfortable sometimes. Like... Clearly, they're playing on the whole sexualization thing with the female characters. And with the male characters.
To an extent, yeah. Except your ugly-ass fucking mage. He ugly.
Well, I did that on purpose. So anyway, guys, I think that's going to do it for us this week.
Yeah, sorry, I just don't think we have enough to do two parts.
I mean, you're probably right. I think we covered everything because we got to rehearse once! Fucking Windows 10. Anyway, guys, we'll see you next week.
Have a good week. Shoot us a line. Give us some comments. Please talk to us.
Bye-bye.